You've just been served with this paper, this deportation paper. What are you going to do?
For me, I wanted to stay here. You know, I need it for the visa paper, but the people's immigration don't have to help me.
Isn't this final, though? This means that there's no more papers you can have. There's no more hearings. There's no more.
No more nothing.
You know, this is it, right?
Yes,
so, so what does that make you think about in terms of what you will do?
My papers, I don't know. But it's a big problem. But I don't know more chance.
During the past 2 years, over 2 million people have been deported from the United States because they were living and working here without a visa. And they can't get a visa because of strict quotas and qualifications. How did this situation develop in the nation built by immigrants? The Constitution and the Bill of Rights made no distinction between citizens and non-citizens. But within 30 years of American independence, Congress passed the notorious Alien and Sedition Acts, whereby the president could deport anyone deemed dangerous to the peace and safety of the country. Since then, immigration laws have been a sort of barometer of economic needs and political attitudes. For example, anti-Chinese legislation was passed only after the railroads were built. The first general immigration law was passed in 1882. It provided for a head tax of 50 cents per immigrant and barred admission to idiots, lunatics, convicts, and persons likely to become public charges, restrictions still on the books today. A law passed in 1891 excluded paupers. A few years later, anarchists were added to the list of deportables. In 1917, literacy became a requirement for entry, which automatically excluded Asians. Then the Quota Act of 1921 set quotas for new immigrants based on the 1910 census to preserve the Western European character of the population. This quota system remained until 1968. Until that year, however, immigration to the U.S. was open to Latin Americans and Caribbeans. Then in 1968, they too were subjected to a strict quota system and qualifications which only allow immediate relatives and persons with certain professional skills to acquire a green card. Angela came from Ecuador to the United States in 1969.
Many people say return from my country. Oh, it's beautiful, this the United States, beautiful for the work, beautiful for the money, beautiful for the many beautiful spots from my country. But, you know, I wanted this, I wanted to know, you know, I wanted to see for me, myself.
For 7 years, Angela had no problems with immigration. She worked at various jobs and acquired a high school diploma. Then 3 years ago, when she was making computer ribbons at a business machine company, the foreman made threats.
He cried, you know. Oh, okay, the people says, you know, make it trouble me. I call immigration. I report for the people. I think so many people is don't green card here.
After several unsuccessful hearings, Angela received her deportation notice in December 1978.
I wanted to stay here.
Why?
But I need a work. But I good work here. It's many difficult now for now. I to get in for the work in my country. But not more job in my country.
Do you send money to
it? Yeah, I to send for the money every month, you know, for the food, you know.
Do you have any
you
children
understand?
There?
I want a boy. I want my son. But my son is never for the come here. My son is to live in my country together for my family.
How old is your son?
13 years.
So you haven't seen him for 10 years?
I don't to see for my son for 10 years. You know, but it's impossible. But for me, I wanted to see for my son, but it's too much difficult.
The only option Angela has to stay in the United States and acquire her visa is if she marries a citizen.
Have you thought about that, or...?
No, for myself, I don't know, you know. For now, I don't know, for myself. You know,
why not?
I don't understand for the, you know, the marry for the people, there's no love. Only solo for to get for the... that fix the papers for the and the state be here, but I don't know, you know, I don't understand.
Angela has lived here for 10 years. She has a job here, and she's made her home here. If President Carter's proposed bill passes, it would provide amnesty for Angela, since she's lived here since 1970. But that bill is currently held up in committee. In the meantime, Angela faces immediate deportation unless she marries a citizen. Yet such a marriage is repugnant to her. Her time is running out. Yesterday, she told me she's looking for someone to marry. For National Public Radio, this is Gail Pellett in New York.